So tomorrow, the whiteout of Penn State. I'm wondering why I can't work around here. I kind of know, but I want to fight it. Smooth Red says, traditionalist to the 10th degree. Jesse says, hey, Gary, I'm an Oklahoma season ticket holder from Nebraska. Good on him.
Yeah.
Jesse, can we talk in a couple of years? Maybe you want somebody to make that drive with you? The fan bases are fairly similar in age and historical appreciation. We try to white out this year, and the old timers were about 50-50 in following suit. Old habits die hard. Why not Hoiberg? You'd have to advertise it early and maybe even give out shirts at the gate and make it work. Can you imagine if they gave out? So let's say, for example, like the Wisconsin game. The Nebraska Athletic Department got behind it and they said, let's do a whiteout. And I'll throw a little trickery into it. You get Wisconsin wearing all white. Might get a little confused. Jack Cohen can't see because he's looking into nothing but white. All he sees is the Nebraska red on the field. So if we got behind it and we said, all right, we know that not everybody will cooperate, but if we give out shirts. Now, it's going to be the middle of November, going to be a little bit chilly. Can you imagine the Husker Silver Sluggers saying, oh, yeah, I'll put on that shirt. No problem. I'll go to the restroom and I'll change into that shirt. I think I might give up on this dream, George. There are many dreams that we have. This would be a dream that will probably die pretty quickly. All right, Jeremiah Searles is coming up next. Jeremiah had surgery the other day. As you know, he's trying to work his way back onto an NFL field and, most importantly, get onto a roster and then onto the field. But while he is not playing in the NFL, he is wowing us with his knowledge. He has made the transition quite well into broadcasting. He's made the transition as well as Urban Meyer and I think Greg Olson, who is going to be in the booth of a game this weekend, the current Carolina Panther tight end. Who, that's his future. Jeremiah will join us next. One thing that Brett and I talked about, Ciancia, from Pick Six Previews, last night, the Stanford-UCLA game, and if you've missed any of our visits with Jay Foreman, Brett, or Brian Christopherson, they're up on the radio replay page, 1620 The Zone, under the Gary Sharp Show tab. Last night's game between Stanford and UCLA was not even close. UCLA had lost 11 straight to Stanford, and they went up and they put up 34 on the farm. More than Oregon and Washington combined. UCLA, their two wins are strange. The shootout against Washington State and now winning at Stanford. Stanford is 3-4. Love David Shaw. Wonder what the identity of Stanford is. Used to be dominate the line of scrimmage. Now they've been hit by injuries, but they gave up 455 yards last night. They no longer have that dynamic Andrew Luck-type quarterback. And the NFL may come calling once again in the offseason to David Shaw. NFL Network comes calling, and he looks great sitting on a set. And eventually, someday, when he's done coaching, and that's a long way away, he'll end up on TV, and he will make a smooth transition. But at a place like Stanford, where another thing about last night, you're the head coach of Stanford, and everything that you have done there, the success that you have had. I mean, my book, the leading man for the MVP, slightly ahead of Russell Wilson, is Christian McCaffrey. He played for you. You've won there. You've done big things there. But nobody goes to your games. Last night, there was hardly anybody on a Thursday night. I'm sure there's traffic and an early start, which would have been 6 o'clock in Palo Alto. But there was nobody there. That's tough. When you put your heart and soul into a program and you run out on the field, there's nobody there. I mean, Pat Fitzgerald probably feels the same way. Tonight they're going to play at a stadium that is a logistical nightmare. A stadium that, while Northwestern renovates everything else on their campus, they don't do anything with their football stadium. If you've been there, it's not the most ideal place to sit and watch a game. Now, visiting fans like Nebraska and Ohio State, they take over that stadium. But where it's located, it feels Big Ten-ish, but it also feels like Big Ten-ish when Woody Hayes and Bo Schembechler were coaching in the conference because of the logistics of it. And tonight they're going to play a Friday night game, which Will part of the stadium be empty, and the only part that is not, it'll be full of Ohio State fans who are making it a day in the Chicago area? But while David Shaw runs on the field last night to play a conference game, and there's hardly anybody in his own stadium, in a season where you ran onto the field and you were 500, I mean, probably Pat Fitzgerald feels the same way. Runs onto his field and it's partially empty or it's full of visiting fans. But when you don't have a crowd and you've done what you've done, do you ever get on the hot seat at a place like Stanford or a place like Northwestern? Or are they just very fortunate that they have the quality of coach that is a perfect fit for their school academically and athletically in David Shaw at Stanford and Pat Fitzgerald at Northwestern? At some point, and both of them are paid very, very well. We know what Fitzgerald is in the $5 million category. You know, they don't make their salaries public, but I got to imagine David Shaw is one of the highest, if not the highest paid coach in the Pac-12. At some point, don't both of them, because they've had NFL interest, most recently the Packers with Fitzgerald, at some point do they go, I can only do so much here? Or do you get really, really comfortable and you're okay at a place where academics and athletics go side by side?
Refresher page.
Uh-oh. You realize that if this is bad news... Oh, okay. All right. I will take the Ian Rappaport tweet. The MRI has confirmed that Patrick Mahomes suffered a dislocated kneecap, but not significant additional damage. He'll seek additional opinions to be sure. The plan is for him to return this season after a brief absence. Oh, thank you. Thank you. We'll see you in a month. Thank God the AFC is a dumpster fire. Woo! All right. Now back to Fitzgerald and Shaw. Jeremiah Searles is coming up next. It's halftime on a Football Friday Fiesta. It's the Gary Sharp Show on 1620 The Zone and the 1620 The Zone app.